The following Toku podcast contains spoilers from both past and present tokusatsu, anime, manga, movies and other related media. If you do not wish to be spoiled, we suggest turning off the podcast now. Otherwise, please enjoy the show.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Toku podcast, the best show about tokusatsu you've probably never heard of. As always, I'm your host, AJ. Over there is Jay.
Yo.
Over there, weighing in at 2 tacos and a half, Jess.
Hey, fucker.
Weighing in and... I was going to say that again. I don't know why. Anyways, over there, talking about nepotism himself, Van.
Nepotism! I didn't know what to say about nepotism.
And Phil.
What, I don't get a snappy intro?
No.
Have you ever gotten a snappy intro before?
No, that I don't think I ever have.
I think I've only started doing that in the past 2 podcasts.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like...
You only just finally leveled up enough.
You all had snappy intros, but Phil just got the... You're an adult now. You get Phil.
I don't want to grow up
adult
yet.
Adult intro.
Anyways, I want to be a Toys R Us kid!
It's dead, like your dreams. So start podcast.
Anyways... So, today we watched something that me, Jay, and Van have been meaning to do for a long time. We watched the next part of the Heisei series of Godzilla?
Yeah, the Heisei.
Is it the first, or is it a part of it?
It's part, the second movie in the
Heisei series, which is Godzilla the Great Gardener. It's pretty fun.
Godzilla versus the giant beanstalk.
I prefer Godzilla
versus poison ivy.
No, I prefer Godzilla and the random acts of terrorism that caused this event.
You're going for a Doctor Strange love there thing, aren't you?
There's a shitload of terrorism in things. Like everybody.
It's like Godzilla. How I learned to stop worrying and love Biollante.
What is with
Godzilla Bushwhacking?
We'll get into that as we go through. So, as usual, we're going to start with the bad, so we can end up on a positive note, if there is any positive notes.
I got a bad.
There's a couple, more tentacle-wise.
I got a bad for you. This movie sucked!
Alright, let's get
I'm gonna do that again, because I'm gonna do that again, because Phil interrupted. So, this... From, as usual, the bad to good. Because, you know, every bad has good, every good has bad. I didn't think this movie was that bad, to be a little bit of a spoiler. But I'm going to give it to Phil, because he's just so spry today, aren't you, little buddy? Go for it.
Well, considering I wasted an hour and 40 minutes of my life trying to find that damn... Well, actually, no, I spent 40 minutes... trying to find that movie, AJ found it for me, and then I spent another hour and 40 minutes wasting my life watching this movie.
Phil. It was on
the
LRA network on TV.
Just preface it with this. Phil tried looking for this thing for an hour. I found it within 2 seconds on a Google search. Congratulations.
Well, if you have cable, it's on LRA network with all the other Godzilla's.
That too.
Buy the DVD like a real man.
Because the DVD wouldn't have gotten here on time.
You guys sent a link to like a subtitle version, like even before when I was asked.
Nevertheless, I watched it.
Hold on. A version?
What?
What?
Like a subtitle version.
You got a dub version. What the shit?
Wait, there's subtitles?
Okay,
yes!
So.
Someone.
Before Phil goes in, I'm gonna just go through each of you and just see what version we saw. I saw the dub. What did you watch, Jess?
The dub one on LRA Network on TV.
I watched the sub.
I watched the sub too.
What did you watch today?
I watched the sub. I already told you.
Two of us got dubs. You three watch sub. That's surprising if you got it from the same.
Our version's a little bit worse because old-fashioned dubs suck.
I found my dub to be very humorous, but I'm gonna let Phil go on with his bad now. So go for
I'll give you that.
Well, okay. Did I say dub or sub?
You said
sub.
You said
yeah, I said sub. Okay. This movie, did not need to happen. If they just didn't play God and try to make a monster that was they wouldn't have had that.
Okay, but Phil, then your entire reasoning for any Godzilla movie is done, because
the only ones that matter are the natural monsters.
No, I prefer the robot monsters, because that's a defense. Biollante was not a defense.
But they're still made.
Because spoiler alert for like the movies to come too, one of the Mecha Godzillas has the bones of the original Godzilla, and he remembers
that he was Godzilla. That's Kiru. I know who Kiru is.
No,
yeah, he
wrong.
That he was Godzilla. If they just didn't put the bones of Godzilla in him, then he wouldn't have remembered. You see,
Kiru is my favorite Mecha Godzilla. I know this.
That's a different tone. You hate when you shut the fuck up.
Know.
You can't hit your child.
All I'm saying is,
this
damn plant.
By that logic, they did not need to make Kiru with Godzilla's bones. Like, your logic is completely flawed with this, man.
Even that, why the fuck would they make it out of his bones?
Because you want the original to kick the other one's ass.
Guys,
just want something to kick his ass!
Guys. Hey. That movie has absolutely nothing to do with this movie or any of the Heisei ones. Move on.
I'm just saying that, in Godzilla that are made through human intervention and through human means.
That's basically every kaiju.
Mecha King Ghidorah, I know what you're talking about.
And but see, that's the thing. Your logic for that, without that, you would have no movie. You would have just the army fighting Godzilla.
Or Mothra coming back every time.
You would just have Godzilla fighting the X machine or X2.
That's
and
pretty
we already
much
saw
what this
what
movie
happened.
Was.
Saw what happened when it was just the X1. That's called Godzilla 1984, and it was boring as shit.
Yeah, believe me, I saw that fight. I remember the X2 fight. It was stupid.
There was no fight. There was no fight. It was him fighting a plane.
There were lasers at him. His own breath at him.
His lasers.
Dude, I'm just saying that, like, without Biollante,
I get it. There would be no movie. But remember, this was at a time when basically all the monsters that he fought were made from his cells. That was at that time.
Her, don't misgender.
What?
Oh my god.
That's right. The plant is she. I forgot. It's made from the dead child.
I forgot
child.
It's a she.
It's made from the dead child of
what
the scientist.
What pisses me off about that?
We'll get into that. But like I said,
it pisses me off. It pisses me off because, okay, the other monsters, I can understand. This Biollante was made by a scientist who just wanted to bring his daughter back for some reason.
You wouldn't want to bring your dead relative back?
Okay, so Philip, please say that again but this time understand why he would want to do this.
I know why he wanted to do it, because he lost his daughter.
But not only that, but the thing is, you say that he didn't have to do this. Technically, no, but he wasn't doing it under any directive. He did this behind everyone's back, and he didn't know that was going to happen. Really, the directive was to make the bacteria that was going to kill Godzilla by eating away his nuclear waste.
And that's another thing. They know what they've done with human error, and Godzilla has gotten them out of that trouble. Why do you want to kill the thing that will most likely keep everything else from killing you?
Because the 1950s and 40s showed he fucking hates our cities.
I know.
Not only that, but at the same time, this Godzilla, remember, this Godzilla is not the same Godzilla who fought Ghidorah, Mothra in the 70s. This is a completely new Godzilla, apparently.
The second gen Godzilla?
Yeah, yes. You have to, before anything happens, you have to remember, this is a preface for anyone who's listening to this too. This Godzilla is apparently the second of its kind, because this movie and this one completely ignore every single sequel that came after 1954.
Is this before or after Mechagodzilla 2?
Okay.
This is before. This is like three movies before.
So this is before he gets the red spiral blast.
Remember, this is all, everything you think of before this, it didn't matter. Like, destroy all monsters, all that, it never happened. According to this movie, it's stupid. It really is, but then again, where could you go from there? But that's how the way it is.
Godzilla 2, Breaking Boogaloo?
God damn
it. Put it. So when you put it, yourself in that mindset, you got to think of it. These people see Godzilla as a legit threat. He is still as threatening as he was as the first incarnation in 1954.
So we got a new era, a brand new monster, no preface to understand.
Yeah. He's cool. So why would you not want to kill this huge harbinger fire-breathing dragon that has killed hundreds of thousands, probably a million by now?
Because you're a psychic love child?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Legitimately, there's no reason why these people would not want to kill Godzilla.
Oh, exactly. That's right, because the kids that drawing the Godzilla pictures, the teacher's like, the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
that gets into a whole other thing in this movie, that apparently there's espers now, and it's
weird. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, all the human shit.
Well, we'll get into that as we go along, but you have to remember, like, you can sort of see where you're coming from with Biollante. Because again, the guy didn't need to do it. It would have been very well off just having him be like a mad scientist,
which he was.
With the bacteria weapon, it makes all the sense in the world because they want to kill Godzilla because they don't know he's a good. They don't know he could potentially be a good guy. Remember last
Wait,
movie?
What year was this movie?
1989.
So this is after Red Scares and like the Cold War and all that.
This is still during that. Fall of Berlin Wall wasn't until 91.
Oh, okay, so we're in the heat of that. Fire. So the
Anyways,
scare and all that.
The movie.
Hold on, Jay. I'm explaining here. I'm just saying. Like, legitimately, your thing with what is it, Shirigami? Whatever his name is.
Yeah, Shirigami, Dr. Shirigami.
Yeah. But with the bacteria thing, I can't see which way you're coming from here because they.
I never said anything about the bacteria thing. My problem was with Biollante. The bacteria weapon, you can still look. They can do that. I just have a problem with the entire premise of why they had to make Biollante.
But I would want with the bacteria thing in general because that sounds very useful in everyday life.
And it did work. And it worked. It honestly did work.
Yeah, technically did. But what are some other bads you've got with this besides that?
Me? The story wasn't very interesting, to be honest. The story wasn't. I was falling asleep half the time when I was watching it. And also, I'm gonna be honest, most of the time, Godzilla's not even fighting Biollante. He's just fighting the army.
That's kind of how a lot of earlier Heisei Godzilla movies were, to be fair.
It's a slow burn.
Though
yeah,
they
but
did,
when I
they
pay
do,
to see
do,
him fight a giant.
They do fix that towards the end of the Heisei era. I'll say that. They do fix that, at least. This is still more of a slow burn type of thing.
Because it wasn't Space Godzilla during the Heisei era?
Yes.
Oh, he was Millennium, wasn't he?
No, he was Heisei. Jay's right, because I remember watching that.
Second
that
to last one.
That was one of my first Japanese Godzilla films I ever watched on television with the bad dub, and that had Space Godzilla in it all the time.
Well, see, that's like I said, they fixed that more towards the end, but this one was still like trying
this
to
modern filming techniques and all that.
Pretty much,
this was still trying to tell a story. This was still trying to tell a story in a sense. I'll admit, I'm not saying that it was interesting. It wasn't. Fuck no, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
The only part I found interesting was at the first, 10 minutes of the movie where you have, Dr. Shirogami saying that he, kept some Nobel Peace Scientist sperm to preserve it for the future. That was fucking weird.
Yeah. He's like, I want to save some genius sperm to make more genius babies. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, you lunatic?
You're
going to
get a future that's, a big, brain baby.
So you mean Time Baby?
Yes.
Time Baby from Gravity Falls.
I want to see Time Baby versus Gravity. Time Baby versus Godzilla.
That'd be so stupid. Amazing. But yeah, that was really the biggest. I made fun of it at times. My favorite part was earlier. This lady. I don't remember her name because I don't give a shit about any of the people in this movie,
Mickey?
Except for one guy. Was it Mickey?
Miki was the girl who tried to talk to Godzilla's psychic.
Her handler. Her handler went into a classroom with, I'm assuming, espers. All of them were espers too.
Yeah.
And she all asked them, oh, what did you dream of last night, children? And all of them just pick up this picture of, like, Godzilla burning and murdering people.
With the Godzilla theme in the background.
Just like, God.
I'm just like, that was haunting. That was haunting.
It was hilarious. Because I'm like, it was hilarious, dude, because you just see this girl come in saying, like, so what did you dream of last night, children? Boom, boom. Like,
it's like, oh, shit, he's back.
Well, fuck. Here we go again. See,
the dub itself was, like, full of that. But I'm going to go from Phil to Van. So, Van, you watched this movie. I don't know what you think about it because you didn't say anything until now. What do you think? What were your bads?
All right. For me...
I like that. You're like, all right. He, like, snaps his suspenders. All right. I got this.
All right. I think it's, you know, the usual early beginning parts are kind of the worst parts of a Godzilla movie. Like,
yeah.
Let's all be honest here. Like, the pre-setup before Godzilla even is even like a speckle in somebody's eye in the movie is the worst, usually the worst parts.
Not
always, but I see where you're coming from, especially with this movie.
I think with this one, it was very... The beginning, like, the very start of the movie gave you hope because you have that stupid chase scene with, like, the rock version, like, the rock funk version of Godzilla's theme, and then you have Indian Terminator. It's like, oh, come on, Rajit, if you want to live.
No, that's not Indian Terminator. That's Israeli. That's Israeli.
Yeah, I'd say Arab Terminator or Muslim Terminator is more accurate.
What's a Muslim accent? Oh, come with me if you want to live. I don't know. What the fuck is it?
I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to sound offensive.
Who gives a shit? It's like you have Indian Terminator. You have all this crazy shit happen at the first, like, 5 minutes. You have... I'm collecting Nobel sperm. It's like, it kind of lures you in thinking this is going to be really fun all the way through, and then it just kind of like, just no.
Yeah, it gets really low-key immediately after the nonsense chase scene with random American soldiers and random other soldiers and a fucking Terminator dude and all that shit. Like, it all comes right out of nowhere, and then it just slows the hell
American
down.
Soldiers never come back again.
They never do. No,
of course they don't. They die. They got shot to death.
You also have...
Go on, Ben. Sorry.
I was going to say, you also have the shitload of terrorism attack in this movie. Like, almost everything is... Everything happens because of terrorism.
Or like, by Americans.
No. Technically, the Americans end up being terrorists, too, because they more or less threaten to blow the shit out of the map that has Godzilla in it.
They're gonna release Godzilla if you don't give us the thing that kills Godzilla.
Yes, because that makes fucking sense.
I just love their logic. It's like if you don't give us a thing to kill Godzilla, we're gonna release Godzilla.
So you'll have to use the thing.
Exactly. Like I said, terrorism's more or less the main concept thing for this movie.
The thing is, I think these are some of the worst terrorists I've ever seen because they never accomplish their goals.
Oh, no. Like, more or less, it just kills like a person or two that ends up causing the problem. Like,
the Terminator who goes around doing his thing and he doesn't get it, nothing happens.
He doesn't even do it right.
You have random guy from Milwaukee.
And his black sidekick, who is the best character in the movie.
Yeah, Starsky and Hutch. I'm just kidding.
Remember when sidekick got crushed by the tentacle?
No, AJ, they're Lethal Weapon. Remember? The guy said it. They're Lethal Weapon.
Wait, Lethal Weapon 1 was already out by this time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Favorite line in the movie is when the two American terrorist dudes and Russian Terminator, damn it, that's a better fake Terminator, Indian Terminator, hey. As I guess we'll just call him. They get into a shootout in the mad scientist dude's house, and the black guy's just like, "Oh shit, we're Lethal Weapon." Literally, no joke. He says that.
I didn't get that line.
They did. Wait, he said that
in the subtitle version. He says, "We're the Lethal Weapon" when they get into that shootout.
I think.
Oh my god!
No, no. See, I think he probably said that in mind because I think they were speaking English, were they not?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, it was. It was all in English. Everything they said in the entire movie.
Speaking in English, but I think the way that they mixed it in this version was very weird.
Yeah.
Garbled, I guess. Happened. Hmm? Oh, did Van die?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he's still online, so I don't know.
Mm. I don't know. I heard him, he was trying to say something, so but I wanted to finish what I was trying to say first.
How exactly did Black Guy die anyway?
He got his neck snapped by Lante.
It was his neck? Yeah, I could have sworn that something else happened.
They show it very quick, but they do see his like head jerking forward with its gut.
I like to think that one tentacle had him wrapped around, the other went up the butt.
Ugh, no.
It's Japan, it could happen!
This movie is rated PG for traditional Godzilla violence. That is not traditional.
Japanese. What's your opinion of traditional? What's traditional?
Certainly not that. Also, I want to preface that we're not calling this the Indian Terminator guy that because we forgot his name. We're calling him that because he literally is never referred to any name at all in the entire movie. He has not a name.
There actually is no name.
No, he does have a name. It is just never mentioned at any single point. Apparently, he has a name.
We just call him Indian Terminator. I'm sorry, if you want to be correct, it's Saudi Arabian Terminator, I guess.
No, because his, at least according to Wikipedia, his actual name is, and I'm not joking here, SSS9.
SSS9?
He is Indian Terminator, then.
Exactly. His name is apparently SSS9. I don't know why. Fuck it.
All right, Jess, what are your bads of this movie?
You know, like, drop story threads or, like, your friend just died and we killed the assassin, but we're going to laugh like we saved the day.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the problem with that.
There's nothing. There's no point to anything except for Biollante and Godzilla fighting, and then that's it.
Well, there's kind of
even then, that wasn't really the focus.
There's kind of a point to the Esper thing because it comes in like
Esper is fine, but everything else in this movie had no point.
The Esper stuff is a recurring stuff in the later Heisei movies.
Well, yeah, because this is the first appearance of Mickey, right?
Yeah, she's in the every single other Heisei movie too as like the main character, which I think is actually kind of cool. Like the only.
I'm gonna mess up where Godzilla's mine.
Fuck you.
All right, you said Mickey. Yeah.
Oh,
Mickey.
Her name's Mickey.
Oh boy!
You have no right to correct me, Phil.
Why are you fighting me? That's true.
Well, hey, now, technically speaking, Disney does own the rights to this movie, so.
They do?
Oh, through Miramax, yeah.
We're gonna find out her last name's Mouse. Anyway.
Mouse!
Damn.
Racist.
So, that was a bit racist too. So, Jess, besides that, what else grinded your gears besides Mickey Mouse trying to give Godzilla a lobotomy?
Biollante being immortal and then just going having to fuck around in space.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, that does kind of come into play later.
I'm not talking about later. We're talking about the movie right now.
But I'm saying that at least that.
Second fight.
At least, not that. I will say her just saying, all right, bitches, I'm out. At least that kind of comes into play later on. So I'm not too mad about that, but that's only because I know what happens. To just some random guy choosing this as his first Godzilla movie.
Don't.
But I will say, it is kind of funny because like, they kind of built Biollante up as this, like, supposedly immortal being, and she gets fucked by Godzilla, basically.
Immortal, just... not great.
She's a plant. What can you do?
She can grow you.
She dies every winter and then comes back in the spring.
Well, that's the biggest thing with her. It's like, she's still a plant, isn't she? She still grows like a
She's a Venus flytrap.
She's a rose, too.
She's still, like, that's... still a plant, right? Like, she still is a plant.
Technically speaking,
so,
yes.
Still not, like, you know, regular plant things, like, you know, winter, would that still not kill her? Or is she just above that?
I mean, it's also plant half Jesus. Godzilla, so, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
The bio that, latte.
I don't know, is Godzilla cold-blooded?
What does that even mean?
Who knows?
Oh, is it Biolante or Biolante?
Because do you want to get into that here. Now? Because we can start getting into fucking Desestroia and Destroya. We can get into this
Dracon
now.
Dracon and Dracon.
Desestroia!
I ain't going into this today.
Let's not.
Well, if you want to be really technical, it's Biolante.
Yeah, there's basically Biolante, Biolante, Biolante. It's just stupid.
That's a lot of pronunciation.
I just say
bombs. Just pronounce it however the fuck you want, kids.
I call her plant because that's what she is. She's a plant.
Don't talk to Deborah that way.
Shop
bitch.
Of horrors. Deborah. No, she's Little Shop of Horrors.
Feed me, Seymour.
That's Audrey too.
I could do a good Little Shop of Horrors like impression because that would go so well right now. Too high.
Feed me, Seymour.
You gotta get Stop. That bass with that high screech.
I'm just yeah. a mean green mother from outer space.
You're not a Little Richie. Shut the fuck up.
Aren't you glad that I have editing? Anyways.
Actually, don't bring that back. Don't let AJ edit that out.
I'm not gonna let it.
Okay, so what else did? Because now it's my turn to really think about what's
bad. I got one thing to ask of
Biolante.
How does she walk? She's a plant. She's made of roots. Roots don't move.
No, I think the way they explained it is that. I'm trying to think of an example
to
give you. Like that, but also she kind of uses her tentacles to like move, kind of like a bug, I guess.
That's just dragging herself then.
Yeah, like there's an example.
It's also entirely in the water, so probably just floating.
Oh, so yeah, she's just floating then. She's like twirling around.
Floating in a fucking lake. That's
bullshit.
Well,
it's like the lotus flowers that float above the water.
Nothing that big is that has that little bit of mass.
Hey, you don't know how buoyant she is.
Probably not.
I have many questions.
So, but yeah, like, my biggest problem, like, movie, and I know this is going to be a problem going forward with some of these other movies, the movie doesn't really feel like it has an ending.
It isn't.
It feels more like a cliffhanger. It feels more like it has a cliffhanger to an ending that will eventually happen. We just don't know when.
You think you can get Biolante too?
For example, like how I said earlier, how Biolante basically just going, hey, peace out, bitches. Like, when she does that, that does come into play very later on. Like, what? Like, how long
is
that
King of All Monsters? Or is that the one where he kills everything?
No, it's space. Oh, that plot thread of her going into space, basically, comes in during Space Godzilla.
I think.
Crystals?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, that comes into then.
It does?
There's two explanations of how Space Godzilla came
to
be.
Oh yeah, by the way, if I call a monster a different name, it's because it's stupid. Like Crystal and Deborah. Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, like, there are two explanations, quote-unquote. No, there's two explanations, quote-unquote. There's the Mothra explanation, where when she went to space, she gave off, you know, cells of Godzilla. And then there's also the Biolante explanation, where when she went peace out, her cells went into space and somehow made Space Godzilla.
Oh, and Godzilla cells.
But at least it gives us something.
Space cells.
It gives us something from that plot thread.
But that doesn't make sense, considering wouldn't Space Godzilla look more like Biolante instead of Godzilla?
No, because if she evolves.
Yes, and that's why a lot of it doesn't make. See, that would make sense. And that's why it doesn't make sense, because it's an explanation they used. You would think, well, wouldn't the son of the parents look like both of them, essentially?
Oh, okay.
But I guess you could kind of use the explanation that the doctor used by saying, well, Biolante is neither half and half or a third or a fraction. She is Godzilla. She is the same being. I'm like, that's bullshit, but okay, I'll kind of.
Then the Biolante is a polymorph, then.
It's weird, man. Like, there's really no. actual explanation.
And Space Godzilla shouldn't be crystallized and should be like, yeah, like Poison Ivy Godzilla then.
Pretty well, much. See, the crystal thing kind of comes from the space bullshit.
That means she would have to fuse with the gem, and but still have plant aspects.
It's weird. Like I said, it's weird, and it's something that I can't get into until we get to that movie. But I'll just say that leads into that, and that's one of my biggest problems. As a Godzilla fan, I can look forward to seeing Space Godzilla, because I know where that plot thread goes. But as I said before, imagine being some guy who's never seen a Godzilla movie in his life, and see it end that way. You're like, wait. Is there a sequel? Is there something I gotta watch after this?
You're thinking your movie had no point.
Pretty much.
Because really, again, like I said, I can look forward to it. But to the general public, I mean, they don't know what the fuck's going on.
They don't.
Oh, like when you tell a Star Wars fan? Like, oh, it's a setup.
You know what it feels
movie.
Like? It feels more like how, like, Kamen Rider Amazon does it, where it has cliffhangers. But these cliffhangers, you'd have to wait an entire movie or more to follow up on it. It's stupid.
Oh, it's like Tokyo Ghoul. Like, just wait, you'll get it eventually.
Well, see, Tokyo Ghoul sucks anyway, so who cares? But like I said, that's my biggest problem, that it just felt like at the end it had no purpose. Like, the entire struggle had no purpose, but I'm looking at it through a general public eye, not from a fan's eye.
The only purpose it would have is just to free Godzilla.
Yeah, and who cares?
And even then, you didn't need Biollante. You just needed the Terminator.
Dude, you needed, you know, Indian Terminator for that.
Indian exactly. Terminator. Best Terminator. He should get his own toy. You know what? You know how they make, like, the...
A Pakistani!
No, whatever. You know, the...
No, SH he's Sobradian. Monster Arts.
SH fucking... Monster Arts stuff. They need to make an SH Figure Arts version of him.
Monster art of the Indian Terminator?
Yeah.
I would not buy it.
Fucking, just huge thing of Indian Terminator. It's like almost like 2 feet tall.
Dude, I would buy the shit out of that.
You realize that
me?
Thing would probably be like $400.
Oh, or we could just make an SH Figure Arts version of him. They did that for a couple people.
Or a Tom Machine mix like they did with the Mechagodzilla that was supposed to be in Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2 from 1992.
The Megazord Godzilla?
Yeah.
Right, Toei, get on this. Anyways.
I actually want to get that version. I love that version so much.
As we've seen, kind of going through this, we kind of all have the same bads. Any points to talk about from bads, but honestly, I think the bads that we had to talk about are pretty huge. And I don't know if the goods are going to be able to weigh that out very well. But we'll see.
So,
I can say for my good was that the girls were good to look at.
Of course they were. Anyways,
pervert.
Shut up!
We're going to get shut
he
down.
He calls me racist.
Stop
anyway. And then looking at women. God.
Been racist. Anyways. So,
Phil, you got to check your privilege, okay?
Bring that in right now, okay?
Anyways, let's.
We already got enough of that in Solo.
Anyways,
let's get Man in here to talk about the good.
The
Please,
good.
Lead us into good.
Well, we already.
I like that. You just laugh at that. It's like. What?
We technically already talked about the best part of the movie.
There's some other stuff technically.
I have a good one, so.
Why don't you say it? I want to hear what.
All right. For me, the technical aspect of Biollante, because that practical suit is amazing.
Oh yeah, the effects in this movie are still gorgeous.
That's what I was gonna say. That was my positive.
Oh, definitely.
The effects are beautiful.
Yeah, the Shining Star is Biollante, just because that suit, the stuff it took to make it move, and the pure design.
Could you imagine how many people had to be in there just to make everything work as well as it did?
Well, that's how they repeated shots
in the suit.
Moving.
In the suit,
well,
it's just one person.
Well,
I mean,
there's
like six or seven people doing all the other effects, but in the suit itself, it's just one guy.
It's basically like Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors. It's one person in there, and there's puppets working the tendrils.
Yeah, but because it's so hard.
Either
you
way, the suit itself.
Which is
yeah,
really...
like either way, The fact that that suit was able to be made at all is quite impressive. Like Jay said, even to this day, those effects, they hold up very well.
Yeah, they do. Even the X2.
No. See, I agree with him in the sense that, like, for a miniature, they really do give this thing.
Oh yeah, as a miniature,
size of scale,
it's good. I just think the design of the ship was bad.
Dude, it's a fucking mouse. It's a literal computer mouse. Come on.
You know what, like, it is? It basically prototyped Thunderbird 2.
Thunderbird,
yeah.
Basically.
The Super X2 is just as good as the original, which is to say, not at all.
It wasn't.
No. Like, the effects are still good. I love the Godzilla suit in this movie. It is so good. Like, it's updated from 1984, obviously. But goddamn, this is probably one of my favorite designs until we get to, like, the, like, 2000, maybe.
I'd have to, my favorite.
Like, the other ones to see. But on my list, like, this is, like, right next to, like, Shin Godzilla in terms of, like, suit design. It's amazing.
I thought you liked Shin Godzilla's look.
It's awesome. That's what I'm saying. It's on the same level. I like them kind of like equal.
Oh, okay.
Another good for me. Now, this is only to me, obviously, because I am the connoisseur of these amazing music. For some reason, we had a cameo from Demon Kaka from Sekima 2.
We did?
Which is... I don't care what anyone says. That's an amazing cameo.
Who did he play?
Himself.
Elf.
Okay.
He was the guy in paint who was doing his show when he got a special news report, like in the middle of it.
Oh yeah, that was him.
Amazing! That was out of nowhere.
I thought that was actually the terrorist group, the alien terrorist group.
They kind of frame it as like he's supposed to be, and he's just like, "Oh well, we're getting the newscast. Okay, move on." It's a big non sequitur, but it's fucking hilarious.
It is.
I wouldn't be surprised if they got them to play at least like the track at the beginning, because that guitar sounds very Sekima too.
They might have. I have no idea,
but it sounds like it.
But speaking of music, that the Godzilla theme and the music for this movie was actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, I was actually gonna move to that. The music in this movie. Which is surprising, because music in Godzilla movies usually doesn't stand out very well. But this one was actually pretty alright. It was fun. I liked
it. Especially
with the orchestra. I didn't like it, actually.
It's not as good as the ones in the later of the movies.
Yeah, no. Like, 60s Christopher Reeve Superman, and then Bollywood, like, type B. Like,
just saying that because of the Indian Terminator, you racist.
Bollywood background music.
I can just imagine someone playing the fucking Tanook song, like, remixed with the Godzilla theme. God, that sounds awful. Just hearing it in my head sounds awful. It's the music, which I thought was alright. Honestly, the best part of the movie was the fucking dub. The dub in this movie is incredible.
I wish I saw the dub instead of the subtitle version, honestly.
It is hilarious.
It's probably least awful of the...
Jilted acting?
The Heisei dubs, I'd say.
As we did last time with me and Van, we have the return of not Godzilla, but Godzilla. Which is always amazing.
Hallelujah.
Gotta love Malaysia.
Bacteria!
Fuck it, eh?
Like, that's what we were working with here. Like, for some reason... This one character, because there's a few other characters that said it right. It was
fine.
Come
on, Biolanti.
But this one character kept saying Godzilla. Like, dude, why can't you say this?
This is almost as bad as the Final Wars dub.
The Final Wars dub is amazing.
I've seen the Final Wars dub. I've gorgeous. Seen it.
It's so bad, it's amazing.
I only watched it because I didn't understand Japanese when it came out. I still don't understand Japanese.
And you still, okay, I was about to say, you understand it now?
No, I didn't want
to. There you go.
I didn't want to read subs when I was young. I was like, how old was I when I watched Final Wars? I think it was I want to say I was 15 when I watched it, or 14 when I watched it.
But yeah, like a lot of like parts of the dub were just amazing. Of course, we have to mention, like, again, it might have been funny when you read it sub, but the way the actor delivered the whole line of "I'm preserving Nobel scientist sperm," like the way he said that was just so nonchalant. Like, yes, I am preserving the sperm of Nobel Peace Prize.
No, you know, yeah, it's
you know, Godzilla and, you know, Biomonte and, you know,
preserving the sperm of Nobel Peace Prize winner Godzilla.
Priest Prime Minister.
No, it's definitely the same in the sub version, where he's just very like nonchalant. Like, it's like, yeah, this is definitely a normal thing that somebody would suggest doing, even though
just preserve sperm.
It's normal. Right?
Even though in the movie itself, they're like, yeah, everybody. Even though in the movie itself, everybody's like, yeah, everybody thinks you're fucking crazy that you're trying to do that. You know this, right?
You're talking to fucking plants, bro.
You're talking to plants and stealing people's semen. I don't know what the hell I don't know what's going on with you.
I know losing a child is traumatic, but I didn't know it turned into like some hardcore fetish bullshit, dude. Like, damn. This is something you read up on, like, I don't know, like, E621. By the way, if you're under 18, don't visit that website. You'll be scarred. Anyways.
Oh, dear God.
What's another thing that I have here? Best character in the movie was Lieutenant Goro. What was his last name?
Oh, the dude.
Gory Gondo. AKA.
That guy was amazing. And for some reason,
even when he's about to, like, lose, he's like, oh, this is awesome.
Gondo just gives no fucks the entire movie.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, and no. The best thing is, like, for some reason in his office, he just has a really huge Godzilla toy just there.
That's because he's the head of the anti-Godzilla faction.
He's got to get the toy to, you know, figure out its weak points as he's destroying a little model of Tokyo.
He's also got a copy of the Oxygen Destroyer for some reason.
That's why. It's strategic, Jess. He gets the toy and starts playing with his G.I. Joe.
He's like Newt from the
group. Your tax dollars at work, people.
Oh, amazing. Jesus Christ.
But he's so nonchalant about the entire thing. Like, even in his first line in the movie is like, you know, I really do hope Godzilla shows up, because otherwise I'm not going to have a job.
Cole.
Well, that's what he says in the dub, I think. In the Japanese version, he's like, otherwise I'm just wasting taxpayers' money, which is, I mean, pretty much the same thing, but...
I like that line way better, because he knows he's wasting it, but he's okay with it. He's like, yeah, kind of.
Oh, no, no. Another line from the dub that just gets me every time I hear it. Best line from, like, Dr. Shirogami. It's like, I have mixed Godzilla's and Zilla cells with plants. I think I've made a mistake.
No.
Really?
No.
No. The thing that is trying to kill all of Japan. That's a mistake. Okay. Oh, no. And then he says, is like, what you see here. What you see there is no ordinary plant. Notice, man. Really, no, your Nobel Peace Prize. Someone get a sperm.
Wait, wasn't the like the 50s style movie like it came from space kind of line?
No, this was the pure stupid line, because like, as you see here, this is no ordinary plant. It's like, no shit.
Yeah. No shit. Thank you,
just
Sherlock,
in case you guys couldn't see.
Thank you, Herlock.
Just for the people who came in the audience who are blind, this is a plant, and it's not ordinary.
Ah.
Like, fuck off, man.
Yes. Oh, yes. I
Hold up, Phil. Repeat how you said, oh, yes, in that same mannerism. Hold on.
I'm not doing it. I realized what I did. I realized what I did. Just stop it.
Coward.
I think they added that line just for Ray Charles, who was a huge Godzilla fan.
I guess so.
Ray what Charles, the there? Piano player?
Yeah, he was a huge Godzilla fan.
No. Oh, he was?
No, I'm
you
fucking,
fucking idiot.
He's blind.
He's blind, you jackass.
I know he's blind. That's why I was curious. He's blind.
You're awesome. Oh my God.
I know he's blind.
Why are you
listening to
us?
Guys.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! This is the thing I'm putting up as a trainer.
You are assholes.
AJ, can you believe this? It sounds so amazing. I can just hear the evolution.
I still can't see shit, though.
Please, 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 brother, why am I watching this?
Within the fake poster thing you do sometimes.
I was on Blues Brothers. I was also on the Navy. Why am I watching this?
Ray Charles at the end of the movie, 10 out of 10, would watch again.
Anyone says I'm making that the trailer I put up on our channel.
Shut up!
Beautiful.
No.
Beautiful. That's only one of the. That's one of those things that only happened while we're recording.
Legendary.
Yeah, when I'm here.
Would you rather use the racist? Yes.
Anyway, Ray Charles, Godzilla super fan. He really appreciated that last
time. I should make that a T-shirt.
Oh, no. Isn't she lovely? Made of love.
Okay, so besides that, we also.
Hey, that's it. Biollante, isn't she lovely?
It's over, guys. That was the top kiss.
That's all, folks.
Isn't she a plant monster?
We're gonna have like Van and Jay like do a little like duet. Anyways,
I'm fucking dead. Oh my god.
Anyways,
what were we even talking
besides
about?
Besides that, another good was we have Godzilla no selling ESP, which is hilarious. And then out of nowhere, we have two agents beating the shit out of Mario out of a building crew.
Oh no.
No, that was Gondo and his other friend, what was it? I think Kirishima, the scientist dude that was trying to bang the psychic girl's like handler, Asuka, I think her name was.
Oh yeah,
it was Asuka. Yeah, because they said that. Those, oh my god, we're gonna see people kick.
Yeah, those two were running around. They were really involved in that whole subplot about the Arabs and the Godzilla
Arabs.
Cell. Yeah, something about like a like not
the
Saudi
Bacteria.
Arabian company
no,
trying
it,
to get.
It was Saradium or some fake.
Yeah,
it was Saradia.
Republic of Saradia.
Yeah, it's right.
Wait, was it Saudi? Was it Saudi Arabia and the subs?
No, it was a mix of the names. Like, so it's a fake but real country. Only mentioned once in this movie.
I guess the last movie kind of put him on edge.
Yeah, because they only mentioned that country in this one movie, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right.
So fake Arab country, that whole subplot with Arab Terminator, the two American terrorist dudes that. Was completely superfluous to the entire plot. I'm going to be entirely honest.
It was.
Except with the guy from Milwaukee, apparently.
I'm just
wondering. I just got to get before Godzilla comes. I don't want to get eaten.
Also, why the heck did they make us the villains?
I thought the villain was
caused Godzilla in World War II.
Technically, right.
Blame the French.
You know what happens when we blame the
French and the Arabians.
Yeah.
No, you guys don't get what was Godzilla's involvement with the French?
Anyways.
Nothing.
So what was I trying to say? Yeah, that whole I meant to say this when we're doing the negatives, but that whole subplot is kind of ultimately superfluous. Like the American dudes get killed they end up releasing Godzilla anyways. Arab Terminator. Terminator guy tries to escape with the cells.
Oh, Pakistan.
Okay.
Ray Charles Terminator.
No, that could be his name. No, that could be his name. Pakistan.
No!
But he's from Pakistan.
Okay, that's
Sunny Arabia.
Anyways, as you were saying, Jay.
As I was saying, that whole subplot with the Terminator guy, the two American terrorists, the Godzilla cells. I mean, the whole bacteria thing ends up playing into the finale, but otherwise, that whole subplot is kind of ultimately superfluous. Like, Arab Terminator is literally dealt with instantly, like, in the last 10 minutes of the movie with, like, barely any fight. Like, him and, Kirishima.
Oh, that's after they killed
fight.
The scientist friend, right?
Yeah, yeah, the movie has a really strange ending. Where
we
it's
killed
like,
him, ha ha ha.
Godzilla collapsed because of all the cells they inject to him. It's like, you know, humanity is the real monster. And then he gets shot. Literally.
And then they lower his temperature. They lower his body temperature.
Yeah, so
they have to raise his body temperature, wasn't it?
No, it was raise the body temperature because colder doesn't. They had to raise his body temperature.
Anyway,
get it? Because he's a lizard or no reptile.
Anyways,
as you were saying.
So yeah, Arab Terminator shoots the Shirigami guy out of completely nowhere. They go on a fist fight chase thing. Ends
and then
up
he gets
with
vaporized.
Yeah, he gets instantly vaporized with a single lightning bolt from the weather control machine that they just had lying around.
And the guy pressed the button. The colonel who was controlling X2 or T2 just pressed the button. It was like nonchalantly. It was like
Cue Alex Jones saying they have weather machines here.
They have weather machines here.
Because that was there. It was just okay.
It's Cobra's new weather dominator.
The Geostorm. Go Godzilla.
Anyways, speaking of the guy, Show Kuroki, I think it was his name, Major Kuroki or whatever. He was cool. I guess he didn't really do anything, but it was a nice change of pace rather than some generic, no-name military guy. He kind of had an active role in the movie. Not too much.
Actually, I was going to say, you forgot to mention Goro Gondo's fucking best line. He had the best line in the entire movie before he died. Yeah. Which he said the name of the chemical. I can't remember what it was. It's like, all this something stuff isn't good for you. Stick to smoking. And then he just gets murdered by Godzilla.
Oh yeah. Didn't he shoot? Wasn't he the guy who shot the bacteria missile into Godzilla's mouth?
This guy
he knocked the building down.
Some balls, man. Godzilla was like right there. I'm gonna fucking eat you. And then he's like, ha! Now you're gonna die. And then he died himself.
And it's like, nope! You're gonna die!
The man was the best character in the movie. He's so freaking cool. He becomes they still talk about him in the next movie, I think.
It's true.
Not the next one, one of the later movies. But he does come back. Gets mentioned later in the Heisei series. I love best character in the entire movie.
Pretty much.
He reminds me a lot of I don't remember his name, but the chief dude from Amazons. Like in terms of personality and like appearance, rather.
You're talking about the main chief, the boss, right?
One Armo?
No, not him.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I can.
The Amazon Hunter dudes.
Yeah, that's why the main boss, right? Their boss, the chief leader, the squad unit, whatever.
Yeah, whatever the hell his name was. I still love how we never paid attention to what his name was.
It's Chief Boss.
Yeah. Right, but yeah, besides that, I mean, what else was there good? Jess, what about you? Is there anything good with you?
You know how I brought up the whole thing about him being a tentacle Marvel Violante earlier.
They finally threw him over the wall. Anyways, what about you, Phil?
Basically, I said what I said earlier. I loved the special effects. I thought they were really good, especially with practical wise. And it was good. I liked all that. I mostly liked the technical aspect. That was at least worth the watch. The story was not something to write home about.
I find it strange how I'm kind of like... See, that's the thing. I don't even particularly care for this movie. Pantheon, unlike my list of Godzilla movies that I would watch again, this isn't on that. But I feel weird that like I'm being the nicest of it out of all of you.
Hey, I actually like this movie without any kind of like.
I don't hate it. I just don't like it.
Yeah. I don't hate it either. I just found it boring.
I mean, I could see the boring aspect because let's be fair, anything having to do with Godzillas and humans, unless it's Final Wars, is boring.
I mean, to be honest, you guys aren't the only ones that thought this movie was boring. It didn't do too well in Japan. I mean, $7 million US dollars in the box office. I mean, compared to a budget of $5 million, I mean, that's decent.
That's barely even.
But how much do Godzilla movies normally make in theaters when they
were
in
that theater? Depends on the year and inflation and how much the budget was current for the time.
All right. I'll,
well, then, not only that, I'll but we also have to go on. Also have to remember that, like, the 80s, you know, for some reason Godzilla didn't do so well in the 80s, even though he really only had, like, what, two movies?
No, he didn't do well because, well, there's, there were supposed to be a whole bunch of planned movies around the monster Bagan, around the monster named Bagan, but they weren't doing so well, so they focused on other movies till Bagan just became a villain in Super Godzilla, the NES game. The
wait, wasn't there, like, a fire
which is a fun game, by the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I mean, this movie is, like, apparently the most popular of the whole, like, not only...
It's apparently top three, it's right? Been, it's number three?
Yeah, it's apparently been voted the best Godzilla movie. I mean, I
no.
Really?
Yeah. I fucking
top
agree.
Three, no. Top three, no. I can understand, like people why I would like it, but not top number one.
I mean, keep in mind, this was pre-Shin Gojira, so I'm not sure that... That was, like, this was, like, 4 years ago it was voted, so I'm not
so
sure
they weren't ready relevant. For an Evangelion Godzilla.
Yeah.
I mean, never saw man. Shin Godzilla.
You need to go watch it.
We could get to it some other time.
I honestly, I don't really like the design of Godzilla in that movie.
I'm gonna give it to you like this, Phil. Did you ever watch 1954?
Oh, but I know what the movie's about.
Well, that's right.
Did you ever watch the original first Godzilla movie and did you like it?
I never did. I never watched
it. So I'm gonna say it like this. The entire movie is a slow burn because it's not supposed to be Godzilla fighting a monster and being all campy.
It's supposed to be like the original, like the first.
It's supposed to be, yeah, it's supposed to be taken seriously.
It's a natural monster.
So,
like, if you don't.
Off of the tsunami and the Fukushima power plant disaster.
So, if you don't like that, then you probably won't like it. I liked it because I'm a fan of both versions of Godzilla, the serious stuff and the fun, happy-go-lucky stuff. I can do both ways.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll give it a chance one day. I'm not a fan of his design. I might be a fan of the movie. I'm just not a fan of the
I could see that. The design can put some people off.
The legs are too stocky. The arms are too small.
Wait, wasn't he supposed to become Ava Godzilla?
That's in context, though. I'll
like
say that.
The skinny version?
But, yes. Oh, that's right. Okay, Van, did I ask you what you liked about this movie? Oh, yeah, you did. I did, right?
Yes. I was more or less partially joking when I said it was mostly Arab guy. I really liked him. I don't know why.
Hey, Arab Pakistan. Dude.
Whatever. They got Terminator Man.
Did we ask Jay what he liked?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much liked everything in the movie. I mean, aside from what I've talked about,
how we didn't pay attention to what we just said, too.
You loved Mickey and her bullshit Esper bull crap.
Yeah, I mean, she's fucking great in the other movies. I mean, she doesn't really do anything in this one, but...
Wait, Mickey, doesn't she become a part of the G-Force?
Yes, she is the main character of every single other Heisei movie.
Wait, now... isn't she the pilot of Kiru?
No, because that's a different continuity, you fucking
moron. Oh, yeah,
that's
a different continuity. Where do I
already said this. Keep up with me, you fools.
Wait, did the new Heisei era movies come with the twins?
Anyways,
no,
the
Millenniums were different continuities in its own right, and they were always reboot.
Yes.
Mm.
So, Jess, what about you?
Yeah, like I said before, twice, the costume. This is my big thing for this movie.
That's about everything we've have for this movie. This was kind of fast.
Yeah.
I mean, if you call
of a movie.
Yeah, actually, this was pretty fast normally. Yeah, you normally go longer.
All right, so let's give this another hour of review.
No.
About the intricate philosophical conversation about Violante and her going to the sky as plant dust.
So let's what Violante means the pronunciation.
It's basically what Freud said, where giant plants will go to sky because you want to make love to your mother.
Well, first, we should read a quote from the biggest fan of this movie, Ray Charles.
Didn't see?
What, did a giant fucking plant to get the lizard? Fuck this shit, I was in Blues Brothers, bitch!
He's not a redneck.
I kind of want to get Ray Charles to review this movie now.
Well,
he's dead!
No, he's. Look, Ray Charles even is if he dead. Was, what are you fucking even talking if he wasn't, about? Hold on.
Was
Hold
dead.
On. We he learned is dead. In.
Oh, okay, he is movie. Dead. Never mind, you're right. I stand dead. Corrected. This,
even if he is, we've learned in this movie that I can bring people back with giant plant monsters. It's obvious. Like, you just do that.
So exactly. You shouldn't bring them back! You just shouldn't don't bring them
it's,
back!
No, no, see, it's cool. Monster. It's cool, though, because it only killed... The only thing this monster killed was a black guy, and that was really it. And it's
with
fine,
tentacles
though.
Up the butt.
Oh yeah, I love how even in Godzilla movies, the black guy always dies first.
Why?
It's in Japan, who cares? But like I said, that's what I learned from this movie. A giant
in Japan,
plant
the
monster.
Foreigners die first.
Pretty much.
Lucky guy died first, too. But like I said, this movie taught me that I can bring people back as giant plant monsters, and they'll only kill one black person. It's not that big a deal.
But so, you shouldn't bring them back!
So we're going to bring back Ray Charles as a giant plant monster?
Ray Charlante. Ray Lante, or something like that. Ray Olafonte.
Oh my god.
Lante, some stupid
no,
shit.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
That oh, now, make we got, sense. Now we gotta Photoshop that.
Guys, that doesn't make sense because he didn't name it Errolante. He didn't name it Eric Alante. He named it after a character from Norse mythology. That's where Biolante
Norse,
came
not
from.
Norse.
Norse mythology. Don't put my pedantics in it.
Don't put my perfectly paired pronunciations.
Damn it!
Well, with
Phil's
that,
giving
I
us
think...
the best line today. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. So, I was gonna say, would you? So, final thoughts. Let's start with Van.
All right. To quote from a recent anime, I think it's like Darling in the Franxx or something.
Oh, Alex.
No, a quote from the Doctor. I'm an atheist. That's why I'm doing this. That is what was his, that was his
was
answer
that?
For everything what? That happened in the episode. Was I'm an atheist. That's why I'm doing this.
All right. Well then, Jay.
Well, excuse me. I will say it is a very different movie compared to the next of the Heisei movies, where it's more of a slow. Sort of realistic sci-fi movie. There's not a whole lot of wacky fantasy bullshit like in the King Ghidorah movie or Mothra. There's, you know, it's relatively grounded, relatively real, focused on science. I mean, there's still giant monsters and dumb shit with, you know, monster cells and psychics and the soul of my dead daughter. I'm Vince McMahon.
Versus the monster cells and Caesar's palace.
Okay. Now I'm imagining
root of my semen
refereeing a fight between Giant Godzilla and Ray Charles as.
Oh my god! I want someone to like do a Vince McMahon impression over a Godzilla movie fight. That would be beautiful.
I'm now imagining.
My old auntie. Wow! Look at the size of him.
It's Ray Charles
Biolante.
Anyways.
Biolante, wow.
Anyways.
As I was saying.
Sorry.
It's definitely one of the better movies. I would definitely rank it in the higher tier of the good. I would definitely put this in the pile of good Godzilla movies. It's definitely not as good as a lot of people have said, but it's... I enjoyed it. I mean, I will admit, I watched this movie when I was literally half asleep, so I kind of lost focus at some points, I will admit. That's not the fault of the movie entirely.
Probably just had a dream of, like, Dr. Shirogane stealing sperm from a bank.
Oh my god.
An entire subplot within and of itself.
No, he goes to a real
bank.
Would
be the only superfluous subplot in this movie.
And he demands... From
oh
bank.
My god, I can see that, right? Mr. Shirogane, we do not have sperm. You are at the money bank. You will give me a sperm. You will give me sperm. Mr. Shirogane, please, we do not have.
AJ, if you can't find it there.
Why do I do this? Why do I cut?
For some reason, the teller.
Bank, he's going to go to the source. He's going to find the scientist and get it himself.
Oh
teller
my
at
god.
The bank? The reason the teller at the bank is like Italian. Please, we do not have a sperm at the bank. It's the money bank.
I'm sorry. I'm so sad. We only have a spaghetti.
Oh, God. Why do I cause so many fucking non sequiturs on this podcast?
Because you put these in my head like for like a split second, I just go with it.
Ugh, I have a terrible power. It's a blessing and a curse.
That comes with great responsibility.
What was I saying?
Dude, like I said, you give me like. Go for it.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, it was good. I mean, it wasn't spectacular, as a lot of people say, but I definitely would rank it in the higher tier of the good Godzilla movies. I will say this. That ending was weird, but it's not as weird as the alternate ending that I have apparently not found footage of yet. Oh, never mind. Here it was. I had the video queued so I could link it. But so, yes, there is an alternate ending to this movie.
Alternate?
Well, alternate in the sense that it's a different conclusion to the ending fight. Oh. Where, well, I'm going to link the video after we're done recording, but basically what happens is Biollante charges at Godzilla after he gets knocked out from the bacteria stuff, starts glowing and turns into a giant anime tentacle monster thing.
Envelops, so the true Biollante Godzilla.
Envelops Godzilla, like swallows Godzilla, turns into a bunch of anime plants, and then explodes.
Oh, it's, so it just overload.
That sounds pretty normal.
Maybe. I'm not describing it very well, but it's basically Biollante becomes an anime monster, like literally 2D drawing.
Oh, they said Biollante.
Like literally 2D art over the footage for no real reason. It's kind of weird.
It wasn't finished.
No, that was intended. It's fully colored and drawn out and everything.
Oh, like Roger Rabbit type shit over.
There's some Kojima shit right there.
Yeah, they go full Roger Rabbit with the ending. It's kind of freaking weird.
Who framed Violin?
Yeah. Other than that, good.
Yeah, Bapada Boopy. So, Jess, final thoughts?
I don't like it myself. Like other people, it's boring. I do see why it's high up, just because of the monster and the suit and just how amazing it is. But it is a slow burn. Biollante is barely in it, but I can see why it's up there. It's not bad. It's just there. And also, like one of the final things I got about this, I still can't believe Ray Charles likes watching these movies.
He's a huge fan. Did you ever see his Godzilla podcast he had?
Guys, Ray Charles is dead. Ray Charles is dead.
He lives on in our hearts.
AJ, it's like when you go to this, when you see Ray Charles movie there. Did you see Biollante do that cool thing? No.
No, I didn't.
I think he's muting because he's laughing.
We broke AJ?
He's dead.
I think we did.
Alright, that's it, everyone. That's all for opinions. Good night.
No, I still have to say mine.
Nope. Bye, everybody.
Yes. No. No. You won't let me say it, damn
it. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Let's all go to the concession stand.
All right. My opinion of this movie is that on a technical level, it's really good. Story level, it's not very good considering I was half asleep most of the time.
Don't worry,
Jay, I know what you were going through. I was absent myself.
Oh, fuck. We're really milking this Ray Charles bit, aren't we?
Yeah,
I'm putting it on the shirt, man. Ray Charles Godzilla fan club. Established 2018, buddy.
He's been watching since they first started.
He probably
He's a big fan of Godzilla.
No, he's the one who wrote the original theme music for it.
Oh, I could imagine how that goes.
Oh, fucking hell.
That's beautiful.
I would pay to have a movie scored in the style of Ray Charles music.
Isn't she lovely, Biollante?
She's a plant monster
made from love and scientist semen.
and lots of semen that was stolen from a plant that has money in it.
Ah, that's gross. That's gross.
It makes Violante inserting herself inside Godzilla way worse.
No!
I mean...
So, my final thoughts. It's a movie. It's a Godzilla movie. I liked it. I don't know why. It's not even a movie I'm really going to want to see again. I just liked it. It was all right.
I will probably rewatch it again because of Ray Charles.
No, you're gonna rewatch it, but you're gonna like rescore the entire movie with like Ray Charles albums.
No, he's gonna try to watch it like Ray Charles. He's gonna get the black belt sunglasses, swing his head around to the beat of the song.
It'd be easier just to close your eyes.
Basically, you'd be listening to blues.
But yeah, overall, this movie was fine. Like, it wasn't that great. It wasn't like, oh my god, I gotta watch this again, because if I don't, turning into Mr. McMahon, damn it. Turning into Mr. McMahon, damn it. I'm a doctor, not a Godzilla.
Oh.
Overall, I mean, it was alright. That's my thing. I think we're pretty much tail end of this, I think.
I think we're pretty much done.
Yeah.
We're pretty much done.
Don't trust Saradians.
Wanna put... Don't try and steal Nobel Priest Prize.
Don't I like try how we steal turned Nobel Priest Prize sperm. Ray Charles in another 30 minutes.
What do we have here? We have Ray Charles,
Saradians,
Ohio, Godzilla anime. Phil being racist as fuck.
I'm not being racist.
All of us being racist as fuck.
Remember, he said Italian, he did accent, you said something about pizza and lasagna.
I'm Italian, I'm allowed to do that.
That's what they all say. Anyways, no. throw him over the wall.
Yes!
Just that stupid, like, pizza thing from Spider-Man playing. Anyways, that's really it, I think. We'll be here for like the next Godzilla movie, which is what is it? What's the next one?
It is. I think it's either. I just had it up. God
King Ghidorah.
Alien X.
I think it is King Ghidorah. Hold on.
Alien X.
Nice.
Ooh, that'll actually buy the DVD for. I've been looking to buy it.
Yep. Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah is next.
You just heard Phil just called it Alien X. He's gonna keep saying that because it took him this fucking long to realize Alien X and Final Wars was Ghidorah. Congratulations.
No, it was Monster X.
Alien X. He's from Ben 10. I accept it now.
Anyways, but yeah.
See, I didn't want to say anything, but I knew what you were referencing there. I just didn't want to be the one to acknowledge
it. I did
it.
Too.
Did you? Did you really? Or did I you did. Not hear it? Coming, or did you like see Ray Charles see it coming?
Oh, he's coming or going. Anyways, I think that's about it for tonight. We're probably gonna go on a Ray Charles binge at this point.
10 out of 10 would hear again.
What you think of this movie? I didn't see shit. All right.
I'm blind, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
No,
we're all going to go to hell.
That's Phil. That's Van. That's Jess. I'm your host, AJ. If you like what you heard here, please, on Podbean, Spotify, if we're ever going to get on there, I'm pretty sure we won't, or wherever else Podbean decides to shove us down your throat today. About it. Of course, how could I say, if you liked our podcast enough, and if you really love us, and if you don't like the idea of an old Japanese man stealing your sperm, please donate to us on Ko-fi. Ko-fi.
Please.
So, with that being said,
we need to afford the sperm.
And green cheese.
We will see every single one of you Ray Charles-looking fucks next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Johnny.